Worldwide, access to family planning services, among them contraception, is acknowledged by the World Health Organization as a desirable goal to promote the health of women and children. How does the recent Supreme Court decision allowing Hobby Lobby to opt out of providing contraceptive coverage affect that goal? Amy Choi, a family planning expert at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, comments.
It does create new barriers because you would now have to ask your employer, if you're going to a private corporation, do they have religiously held beliefs that now prevent them from offering contraception through their health insurance? And this is a very awkward kind of situation for employer and employee. What is most disconcerting about it all is that birth control is used by 99% of people who have ever had sex. So why are we mandating against something that is such a universal practice already?
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.